Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that he conducts every month. We're now in starting our 13th year, just celebrating our 12th anniversary of Sam working with us. Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about the overall business conditions are up according to your survey, your partners, I should say. Order backlogs are up. Employment is up. But here's the weird stuff. Capital expenditures and the capital availability are a little sideways, aren't they?
Yes, they are. First, capital expenditures. If we've had 2 months of kind of slack and heading down some worry-causing things, my belief is, and I don't want to predict our survey too much, but my belief is that in the next month we'll see capital expenditures stronger than we see now. We see the 60-day outlook as being flat right now. But but the turnaround is just in the last 30 days. The strength is coming through, and I think that capital expenditures will take care of themselves in the coming months. The capital availability and pricing is a different deal.
I want to offer a suggestion, a point here on capital expenditures.
All right.
I still believe that businesses are still so worried about the policies of this administration, especially Obamacare, that they're going to do everything they can do to take advantage of the next round of growth opportunity with what they have.
I
think that's what you're seeing in this sideways capital expenditures. They're going to squeeze every BTU, every ounce of product performance out of what they have before they commit to more to new purchases of capital items and therefore debt. What do you think?
Well, I think so. So we weren't sure, and so we asked that question in our survey this month. How concerned is your client about the impact of the Affordable Care Act in its business? And I'll give you the result of that. Over half said considerable impact. That's the most. With comments like, "I think it will be devastating to our economy and our costs." Very few insurance brokers seem to have models that will predict. Blah blah. All right. Then that's considerable impact. Significant impact is not quite that bad. And we have two of those. Small, like 20%. The ACA will put extreme pressure on the financial results of hospitals. This was a healthcare company client. Right. Then minimum impact surprised me, but it was about almost a third who said minimal impact.
That's two thirds that don't like that are worried about it.
Two thirds are worried about it. One third is not so. But we're roughly 70% are really worried, and 30% are not.
Yeah, that's pretty strong, and that's the point I'm making. Now, go ahead with your capital availability if you want to.
Now, capital availability. What happens is, as the economy gets stronger, it's reasonably predictable that interest rates are going to go up. There's going to be stronger demand for loans and capital, so interest rates will go up, and it will be a little tougher to get. So I would say if I'm running a small business and I have the opportunity to lock in interest rates where they are right now, this is a good time to do that right now. But we're facing, so our indicators are flat. It's mixed signals, but good news is economy's getting stronger. Bad news is interest rates are probably going to rise later this year, and money will be a little tougher to get.
I may be wrong, and I haven't seen the internals of your survey, but the my perspective on the capital availability, which basically, folks, is being able to borrow money from your bank, for small businesses.
Yeah.
If there's anything sideways out there right now, it's not so much the interest rates or concern about future interest rates. It's the regulations, the too big to fail regulations that are making collateral damage of independent community banks out there across America. That's where we have a problem, Sam, in small business.
Well, small business, you know, when you're thinking about who is going to be your best banker, it's going to be a bank that matches your own size.
That's right, an independent community bank. And right now, they're getting killed with these too big to fail regulations that shouldn't even apply to them. But they're
still overwhelming them and their administration. True,
and it's hurting their ability to serve small businesses. And I think that's why you're getting some sideways numbers yourself, there, Sam. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Give us the website again, please.
www.tatumllc.com.
Thanks, Sam. Come back soon.
All right, we'll be back.
See you next month. Sam Norwood, right, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back next month. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.